University of Florida entomologist Michael Rogers reports on an action by Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam that gives citrus growers more ammo in the fight against psyllids and the HLB they spread.
One of the most important problems facing the citrus growers right now is young tree protection. As we're having to remove trees that are diseased either from HLB or even old age, it's really important to be able to go back and replant those trees and get those trees up to bearing status as quickly as possible so we can continue to have citrus production move forward. One of the problems we've had is by the time trees get to be about 5 foot tall or greater in size, we're having a much more difficult time protecting those trees using the soil-applied systemic neonicotinoid insecticides. Those are the mainstay. Those are the primary products we use to protect young trees. And once we get trees up to 5 to 9 foot tall, you have to use more of your yearly allocation of those products to provide full tree protection. So instead of being able to go provide year-long protection, we have typically only been able to make 2 Admire applications and 1 Platinum. Those are 2 different soil-applied neonicotinoids per growing season. And again, that's for trees 5 to 9 foot tall. The third neonicotinoid we've not been able to use was Belay, which is clothianidin. And the reason being is that product did not have a bearing label. Back in February, a Section 18 was submitted to EPA through FDACS. To allow 2 applications of Belay insecticide to bearing trees. That Section 18 is yet to be approved by EPA, and we expected the approval by April 1st, and that still has not happened. So fortunately, Commissioner Putnam, April the 8th, declared a crisis exemption for the use of clothianidin or Belay insecticide on bearing citrus trees. And what this does is this allows us to use that pending Section 18 label to make 2 applications of Belay insecticide. This is Belay 2.13 SC. It's a slightly different formulation than growers are used to, but it gives growers 2 more additional applications for protecting trees in the 5 to 9 foot tall size class that wasn't possible before. So now growers are actually going to be able to make 5 applications of systemic insecticide neonicotinoids per growing season, and this is a big plus, a big help for citrus growers, because this is the additional protection that we're really needing to help get those trees up to bearing age without becoming HLB infected.
This is effective immediately?
Yes, this declaration was made April the 8th and will remain effective for at least a year, but we do anticipate that EPA will ultimately approve the Section 18 label, hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.